12 minutes of me chewing chips.
Yeah, what's new? We have an hour of that coming up.
We watched a movie.
We watched a movie.
A while ago.
Yeah, we had
before,
a week off.
Before all that, yeah. Before all that Oscar in the 80s. Nonsense.
We watched a movie, but first we did some trivia.
Well, I was going to say, Rick, you have a drink there, I saw.
Oh, yeah, it's Liquid Death Water. I want to see how bad I have to pee pretty soon.
I have an Izzy Sparkling Blackberry.
Wow.
I have from Black Raven Brewing, the Tropical IPA.
Nice. One for each of us. You know, triple. There's three of us. Get it?
Nope.
You don't understand what the word triple means?
I said tropical.
Oh, he said triple IPA.
No, he said tropical IPA, so I don't understand what you're talking about.
I was talking about your shirt.
Yeah, I like that you're like, hey, you dumbass, you don't understand what this word means that he didn't say.
Well, but if you sit there quietly and shake your head, no one knows what you're thinking.
I guess it's good to be back.
I don't know why we have to start these on such a bad note.
Acrimonious.
Just be happy. Just let's be nice.
Have a be on time and do stuff right.
I got my world hacked and I don't know my passwords or anything and nothing is saved anywhere. So after 10 chances, I log into a website that would let me log in from my phone.
Oh.
You're lucky I figured that out.
Lucky?
I cannot figure out why I have a cassette tape of Jock Rock Volume 1.
Ooh, I don't know, because Volume 3 is way better.
But I thought, did anyone else have trivia for tonight?
I do have some trivia.
I was gonna say, here's a fun, quick trivia. No, I'll save it for another episode. It's fine. Let's do your trivia right.
All right. I've got some old school.
Well, maybe we'll have to do trivia during our next music pod.
No, we'll do trivia during our next video pod.
Okay, fine.
I've got three categories here. I have movies from 1988, I have TV from 1988, and I have sports from 1988. Mm. Bill, since you were remotely on time, please pick a category.
I'll take sports.
All right. You're going to go Bill first, then Rick. No. Yeah, we're going to do that. Bill first, then Rick. I've got the six major sports. I'd like you to name who were the champions of NBA, NHL, NFL, MLB, NCAA basketball, and football.
Okay. And I'm naming all six first?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
This is worth 6 points. You get points for everyone you get right.
Okay. I'm going to say the 49ers.
Seems like we should. Okay.
I'm going to say the Yankees.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Detroit Pistons.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay.
Okay. And then the two college ones, I'm going to say North Carolina for basketball.
Okay.
And I don't even know what college football was doing in the 80s. LSU. I don't know.
Bill, you got one correct.
Rick. Yeah!
Are you going to tell us which one so I don't have to guess
no.
it?
No.
Why does it matter?
Because it'll tell you, because that gives you a clue as to what not to guess for the other ones.
How?
Like, let's say the one I got right was the 49ers. Then you're going to say the 49ers.
No, I'm not going to say anything. Why does it matter?
Because you can still get it right. No, you have to duplicate the answer of mine you think is right if you want that point.
Okay, great. Okay, start with what... Just tell me what I'm doing.
NBA.
Just start. Go one at a time.
NBA.
NBA. I'm going the Bulls.
NCAA basketball.
Oh, we're going with Duke.
Okay. NCAA football.
The Huskies.
Stanley Cup.
Penguins.
Super Bowl.
49ers.
World Series.
Yankees.
Bill gets 1 point.
Like, what do I get?
0 points, because the NBA champions were the Los Angeles Lakers. NCAA basketball was Kansas. NCAA football was Notre Dame. Stanley Cup was the Edmonton Oilers. Super Bowl
champs. That's the one I got right!
Super Bowl champs were the Washington Redskins, and the World Series champions were the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I'm not even mad, because I was going to hedge my bets on the two main ones, and the other one... the one he got right,
but see,
he didn't know he got right either.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I can't believe I got hockey right. That was the one I totally guessed on.
And right.
I think that
was all the other ones I thought I made. Right. That's what I was thinking. I thought Wayne Gretzky played for the Oilers then.
Yeah.
But see, I was thinking that Michael Jordan might have been playing for North Carolina in 88 for college basketball. And so, and I was thinking the Pistons won back-to-back years before Jordan won, but that must have been 89 and 90, not 88, huh?
All right. Next up, I have the top 10 television shows. Rick goes first. I've got 10 of them. 10 for one, one for 10. We're going to go back and forth on this one.
Okay. I like when the rules change halfway through the game. That's fun. Let's go.
What a dill hole.
1988. Let's go with Cheers.
Cheers, number three.
MASH.
Not on the board.
Let's go with Murphy Brown.
Not on the board. Bill.
Damn.
It's shows, right? Not broadcast things.
It's television shows. They don't have to be scripted.
He's asking if Monday Night Football is on there.
It's not sporting events.
Okay,
shows.
Okay.
Okay. 60 Minutes.
Number eight. It's 8-3 Rick in this round.
Newhart.
Not on the board. Bill.
MacGyver.
Also not on the board.
But it should be.
I think MacGyver was a little later.
Oh, yeah?
I think it was like 92. Rick, do you think MacGyver was 88? I think it was more like 92.
You know, those years are really hard for me.
There were like 6 years of it.
Mm-hmm. Rick, it's your turn. He guessed MacGyver, and he was incorrect.
Just trying to think. Cheers was burning up the charts. I'm going to go with Dateline.
Not on the board. We're going to go two more rounds.
Bill, well, he went first.
Two more rounds. You finish, and then two more after this.
I'm going to say Taxi.
Not on the board. You're not going to like it when I read these off.
I'm sure.
No. Golden Girls.
Number four for 7 points.
Yeah.
Bill, your penultimate guest.
Full House.
Not on the board. Rick, your final guess of this round.
L.A. Law.
Not on the list.
Oh, Bill, say a soap opera.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Also not on the list. The number one show in 1988 was The Cosby Show. Number two song.
I knew that. I just wouldn't say his name.
Number two show, A Different World. Number three was Cheers. Number four, The Golden Girls. Number five, Growing Pains. Number six, Who's the Boss? Seven was Night Court. Six or eight was 60 Minutes. Nine was Murder, She Wrote. And 10 was Alf.
Ooh, nice.
You guys weren't
such a weird time.
That was a weird time.
Had a very eclectic group of TV shows.
Yeah.
So Rick has 15.
Aliens and rapists. We got everything.
And Bill has 4.
I only got whatever. It's fine.
What? What are you supposed to get?
I just think that these all have point values to them, and the previous round was just 1 point for getting something right.
But it's all relative.
You could have gotten 6 points in the last one.
I know. Let's go. Bring it on. What's next?
Third round is movies. Points are doubled. I have the top 10 highest grossing movies in the United States in 1988. Bill goes first.
Lethal Weapon 3.
Not on the list. Rick.
Just, I have no idea what year was. We know this. Mm-hmm. Let's go with Platoon.
Also not in the list. First clue. We've seen 3 of these movies for the podcast.
Oh, doesn't help.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Not on the list.
Terms of Endearment.
Not on the list. I'm going to give you another clue. 3 of these movies, 4 of these movies, either had a sequel or were a sequel.
Ghostbusters.
Not on the list.
Not Avatar. I'm going to go with... It's too late. I mean... Let's just go with the... Let's go with the Blues Brothers. It's older than that.
Nope. I'm going to take the number 1 off the board and try and get you guys in the zone. Or do you want me to take the number 10 off the board?
You do whatever you want. I don't think it's going to help.
Number 10 was Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Batman Returns.
Nope. This is fantastic.
Batman.
Nope. I'm going to take number 9 off the list, Cocktail.
I was like, there's not a movie called Cocktease.
Cocktail.
Whose turn is it? Bill's?
It's fine. RoboCop?
Nope.
Are you trying to guess movies we watched on the podcast?
I don't think we did watch that one, did we?
Terminator.
Also no. Number 8 was The Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Also no. Number 7 was Die Hard.
Lethal Weapon.
Not on the list. Number 6 was Crocodile Dundee 2.
We haven't watched any of these movies yet.
Except Beetlejuice.
Right.
Full Metal Jacket.
Not on the list. Number 5 was Twins. You have 4 left.
Captain Ron.
Yeah, that's on the list.
The top 4 movie of 1988, Captain Ron.
How about Backdraft?
Nope. Okay.
That's from the 90s.
You get one more round, and I'm going to give you one more hint. This movie had Tom Cruise in it.
Cocktail.
Is that your official answer?
No. Bill, I have an idea.
What?
Let's quit trivia and have Ryan be your proxy, and let's play the final round as the game you wanted to play because it was quick trivia.
Why?
I don't know, because we're not going to get anywhere doing this.
Yeah, I know. How about we just quit trivia and finish the podcast?
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
What were the top couple?
Rain Man, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Coming to America, and Big. I thought we watched Die Hard, but apparently we didn't.
Mm-mm.
What else did we watch besides?
I said we watched 3.
And Rain Man.
What? And Rain Man.
And what was the third one?
Beetlejuice and...
I thought Die Hard and I was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't watch three.
Right, that's what he said.
Okay.
Three times. I was just double checking. He said he thought Die Hard and was wrong.
Okay.
I admitted I was wrong. I thought maybe... every time.
Jeez, you guys, Jesus. Calm down. Have you ever thought about just being a normal person and having a regular conversation with somebody who makes one tiny mistake?
But Ryan's the one who made the mistake, and then you were weird about it three times.
I said which movie, and I couldn't hear, and I didn't know what was happening. Gah. All right.
Okay, we watched Bloodsport.
Watched a movie called Bloodsport.
Which was not on the list of top 10 grossing films of 1988, nor did we guess it.
Most certainly not.
It's weird because I had no idea what this movie was going to be. And it ended
really?
Up...
When you heard this movie called Bloodsport, what did you think it was going to be?
I had no idea. No idea.
I know. What did you expect?
I mean, obviously some sort of fighting, but not like... I didn't know it was going to be Mortal Kombat before there was Mortal Kombat.
Sure.
That's
okay.
Exactly what this movie was. Or like exactly what Mortal Kombat ripped off was this idea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
almost as much as Big Trouble in Little China. What? Remember how much that Mortal Kombat? What? What is your problem?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you got your period? It's Big Trouble in Little China. Remember we watched that movie?
Yeah.
You remember how there's a guy who wears like that hat and he shoots lightning out of his fingers?
Yes.
And that the main guy is like named like Shang Tsung, and it's like all the bad guys from that are in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah, that movie does get weird. Oh, you know what? Here's my problem.
Your one problem?
Yeah, my one problem is because I just, like a normal person, can make a mistake once in a while, so you don't need to be an ass and jump all over me.
But yeah, Ryan.
I thought when you said Big Trouble in Little China, you meant Chinatown. And I was like, that was nothing like Mortal Kombat.
You're right.
They never fought rights in Mortal Kombat.
Well, except for when he was in the library and he opened up that book and then it went, Toasty! That was it. That was the only part that was the same. Okay, so what were you, Bill, before I interjected, what were you going to say about Bloodsport?
It was just like Mortal Kombat.
Okay. I thought about something when I was watching this movie that... I have two things. I have seen Bloodsport a few times in my life, but I think I've seen Lionheart more times. Mm. And I thought this movie was Lionheart when I started watching it.
Okay.
And I think Lionheart might be better, but I can't say it because I haven't watched it. But here's my, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here.
I thought Lionheart was that movie where Sean Connery talked to dragons.
Yeah, that's Dragonheart. But that's fine.
I guess that makes more sense.
But guess what? Jean-Claude does not talk to any lions in Lionheart. So it's kind of different.
Okay.
So I came to a conclusion watching this that in the 80s, you know, like in the 60s, how there was the Beatles versus the Stones?
I guess.
Right? You're in one camp or the other. You're a Beatles guy or you're a Stones guy. Right? When in the 80s, there was the Van Dams and the Seagals. Mm-hmm. And I was heavily a Seagal than I was a Van Dam. Well, not of course. But well, of course, sure. Why? What do you mean by that? That sounds offensive.
Because Van Dam was much more the entertainer of the two, in my opinion.
All he does is the splits all day. He just wiggles his legs around and does the splits.
You know what's weird about
he was
this
legit.
Movie?
He was a legit kickboxer coming into this.
But here's something weird about 80s movies, okay? That I noticed in this movie particularly. I don't think I've ever seen another movie that decided that the character that they were going to introduce in the beginning, who like hit on the Asian girl and like swung his leg over the seat and put his balls up in her face and basically like sexually assaulted this girl was going to be the good guy and become like his best buddy that he'll die for. And if you ever need me, call me. I'm going to be like the picture of loyalty and faithfulness. Right?
Well, like, that's how...
How does that scene... Like, if that scene is in a movie today, there's no way Jean-Claude Van Damme gets off that bus without beating up that guy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like that's where you first learn that he's a fighter, or where they, like, first have their conflict, and, like, then they're going to face each other on the mat, and he's going to be the villain.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, do you think that they're just... When that movie starts, they're just making fun of, like, Americans? Is that why they're doing that? Except, can we also find out, what is Jean-Claude's job? What military? Okay.
He's in the military. He's a special fighter that is only allowed to fight for the military.
And the U.S. military, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
This guy with this, like, who's definitely not... Like a natural, like he's not an American, right? He's
okay. So here's the other thing is we watched this movie a few weeks ago. So like I'm remembering it as we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love the like dubbing the horrible accent over the kid in the flashbacks.
Right. Yeah. All the dubbing is kind of weird. Okay. So Bill, do you know who the bad guy in this movie is?
The big Chinese guy.
Bolo Young. Do you know who that...
Can you
never seen him before.
Yeah.
Yeah. that wasn't a trick question. Like, oh, no, Van Damme's actually the bad guy.
Right.
No. So he was my favorite, like, martial arts guy when I was a kid. And I didn't know people...
How did you have a favorite martial arts guy?
Because I watched all of these movies all the time.
So he was in a bunch of movies.
He was in Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Enter the Dragon, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen Bloodsport. A Bruce Lee movie.
Oh, shit.
Put it on the list.
Enter the Dragon?
Yeah. That's what you got to do, right? Yeah. He just showed up as a bad... Because he's like... You see that? That dude is jacked.
Right, yeah.
And he was very... He's very a scary gentleman. And it was, you know, remember when we talked about Jackie Brown, we talked about blaxploitation movies.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a thing specifically for martial arts movies, but you know, there's all these low budget martial arts movies that were made. And these same people show up in a lot of them.
They're like blaxploitation movies.
Yep. Well, I got it.
It was the Hong Kong cinema is what this was.
Yeah. And like Steven Seagal movies, even though they're not martial arts movies, but they're, I mean, you know, he did a lot of kicking and beating up of people.
He also did a lot of other things too.
Sure. Bill, have you seen any Steven Seagal movie? And if so, was it Under Siege?
Doesn't he like die at the beginning of that?
No, that's executive decision and that doesn't count.
I've seen this show where Steven Seagal is like an actual cop in a parish in New Orleans.
Yep, cool.
Or Louisiana.
So you really caught the back end of this career.
And I think I saw him in a movie called The Substitute.
That's the guy from Major League. Tom Berenger.
Okay, so then no.
The Substitute, that's when he hits the kid with a yo-yo, right?
Yeah, I think so.
See, that movie, the Substitute, great pull, because that's the kind of movie I watched all those movies. Like, those were like, I'm sure they were, some of those were like direct to VHS or something. Mm-hmm. Or they were always on Cinemax and we record them and watch them like very, very religiously, like all of them. Let's take a break and we'll talk some more.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Check out, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the hair place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah. Check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
You know, you talked about executive decision a minute ago. Do you guys have a memorable, terrible movie theater experience because of the movie in your life?
I remember going to see White Fang 2 and like laying out across multiple seats and sleeping through it.
Perfect. I did that one time when I saw Traffic and then I fell out of the seat because I was so asleep.
What was it?
When we saw Run Till Dat count?
Nope, that's different.
Okay.
What was the one with LL Cool J and the Sharks?
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea. That one, yeah, that was probably my worst.
Oh, that's a good movie.
No, it's
he's
not.
He's got that parrot and stuff.
One time, me and my friend, we met these girls, and they wanted to go to the movies with us. And so they told us to meet them at the movie theater to see Dante's Peak. Uh-huh. And we stood them up and decided, like, not to. And, like, okay. Went over to his house. And then somehow they waited for like 45 minutes and then found his house and like came to his house and were like, why'd you guys stand us up? Why didn't you show up? And his mom was like pissed that we stood them up. And so she like drove us all to the movie theater and made us go watch the movie together. And it was super weird and awkward because we'd already stood them up for the date and now we had to like go through with it. And it was all super awkward.
Nice.
Wow.
This executive decision was probably the last Seagal movie that I watched, you know, because it was a Seagal movie, because like...
Because he died at the very beginning, right?
Yeah, like in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because he was on the poster. Like his name was on everything. He was in every commercial and they just kill him, right? I mean, he's the hero. He's the... De facto hero of the movie.
Right. It'd be like if Tom Cruise died in the first 10 minutes of a Mission Impossible movie.
Right. I mean, I guess, you know, because what's weird about it is that Kurt Russell's also in that movie, mm-hmm. who actually is the hero. Like it's his movie, but you're like, well, him and Seagal should team up. Nope. Seagal just takes one for the team and kills him.
Maybe I haven't seen that. Maybe I knew that Steven Seagal died in that, but I hadn't seen it because I didn't think Kurt Russell was in it. I thought it was. Why did I think it was. Not Kurt Russell. I thought it was what's his face from Greece?
Harrison Ford.
No,
what? John Travolta.
John Travolta and
that's Broken Arrow. You're thinking of
okay. Mm. And who's the other
another
guy
airplane
in that?
Movie?
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, nope, different movie.
Okay,
this is a fun game to play though. Right. This is like good trivia.
What is Bill actually thinking about?
I nailed it though.
Yeah,
you got there.
It's like, you know, the Grease guy. Oh, Broken Arrow, of course.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, there's airplanes in both of them.
So Steven Seagal did 8 movies leading up to Executive Decision: Above the Law, Hard to Kill.
Wait. Let me see if I can guess some of these. See if I can, these are
you
fun. They're fun.
You
titles.
Already won trivia, so
Above the Law. Uh-huh.
He already said that.
Hang on, I gotta do this. Out for Justice.
Okay. I can name one.
Okay.
Glimmer Man.
That's after.
After.
I think.
Yep.
Haha, sucker. Born to Kill.
Nope.
No, that's not one. Okay. So wait, what did I say? Marked for Death?
Yep.
Yes. Did I say Above the Law?
Yes.
And is there one called Beyond the Law?
Not in this.
Okay. Kill. How many did I have so far?
2. Above Law and Mark.
Out of how many?
Out of 8.
Oh, let's keep going.
Special Nick episode.
Yeah. We don't have to keep going on this game.
Above the Law, Hard to Kill, Marked for Death.
Hard to Kill.
Out for Justice. Under Siege. On Deadly Ground. Under Siege 2, Executive Decision.
On Deadly Ground.
Yeah.
Has one of my favorite things ever. The guy from Dumb and Dumber, the gas man. is in it. And they're at this bar and he's like hassling all the people in the bar. And Seagal doesn't like it. So he goes and he beats the guy up and he's playing a game. It's like hit for hit, right? He's you hit me, I hit you. And every time he hits him, he falls on the ground and stands up. And then like he'll stand up, he'll like bloody nose. He'll hit him again and come up.
No blood anymore.
Yeah. Hit him again, come up. Different things bleeding. Like this is the worst editing you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, and
it's super fun.
Harley Ermey's in it. Michael Caine's in it. Billy Bob Thornton's in it. John C. McGinley's in it.
And it's a movie about drilling for oil in Alaska.
Right. It's so weird. Anyway, we're talking about Bloodsport.
And he's wearing he's so fun. We should watch all the Seagal movies.
I haven't seen any of those ones Ryan listed.
Oh, they're
at least they're all of them treat. Up till like I don't know the Patriot.
You know what, Bill? You would like one of them. You'd like Under Siege.
Yeah. It's a sub. That's a submarine movie.
No, it's a.
Is that the one where he's the aircraft? Chef? He's the chef.
Yeah, you know, Ryan. Twice today, you finished a word that starts that ends with F with a T.
It's the.
It's an aircraft carrier. Yeah, he's a chef on an aircraft carrier, but close to a submarine. I see where you're going.
And he tries to stop people from taking the aircraft for the president.
Yeah,
get off
and
my
those
plane.
People. Those people is Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey.
Oh, nice. That actually sounds kind of fun.
It is fun. It's very fun. And then if you want to watch Under Siege 2, Dark Territory is when they're on a train. It's not as good.
Right.
It is Gary Busey, right? Not Nick Nolte.
They're the same Under Siege.
I was just there. Yeah.
Which one was in Pelican Brief?
Probably Nick Nolte.
Yeah, probably Nick Nolte.
Okay.
Bloodsport. Bill, have you seen any Van Damme movie besides Bloodsport?
I think when I was a kid, I went with the same friend that I stood up those girls with, and we went and saw a movie called The Quest.
Yep. That's such a stupid movie.
Yeah, I remember it being pretty stupid. And I'm pretty sure Van Damme like does the splits and like punches a guy in the crotch and like walnuts come out of his mouth.
That sounds about right. There's a chance that he wrote that movie.
So this was written by him and Frank Dux. Frank Dux is the character that Van Damme plays in Bloodsport. So this is the real guy that Van Damme is portraying. So Bloodsport's based on a true story. This guy Frank Dux. So that's how it's told, right?
Okay, but who wrote The Quest?
Frank Dux, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and another guy named Stephen Klein, who probably did the heavy lifting.
They wrote The Quest together.
Correct.
There was no heavy lifting involved with The Quest.
Well, if there was any, it was neither Van Damme nor Dux that did that heavy lifting.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, how does someone like Van Damme get to be famous? He was in a movie. So I actually just heard something about him recently. What's his first movie called? Anyway, Van Damme kind of sucks. I know that everybody is going to hate when I say that, but like, what is the point of Van Damme? I mean, damn.
What's the Van Damme point?
This was still a fun little romp, but I liked everything in this movie besides him.
There was nothing to like. This movie was just so vanilla.
I liked I liked Bolo Young. I liked Ogre.
Mm-hmm.
I liked those two things.
So
the female lead was pretty weak.
Sure.
His first movie as Jean-Claude Van Damme was called Monaco Forever.
Okay.
Then No Retreat, No Surrender, then Bloodsport.
Got it.
So I did like some things about this movie, like the how they filmed in quote unquote Kowloon Walled City, which doesn't exist anymore, which is kind of a cool thing to like trying to capture that. It was like a Hong Kong thing to have this like weird den of, you know, different rooms and underground city and all this stuff that was actually a real thing and now it doesn't exist.
Did it exist when they were filming it?
It did, yeah.
Okay.
I think they plowed it down to build an airport.
That tracks.
But it was like a, almost like an immigrant camp when the British took it over. So it was like sovereign land for the natives that were living there. And they just built this giant, like, towers of, like, unregulated hovels, basically. And there were just like the highest density of people in the world was in that one little spot. And that's where the, this dojo or whatever they want to call it, that wherever they were fighting, that's where this was located. Mm-hmm. And it was in the real story too.
Bill, have you ever seen Karate? Have you ever seen Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah like that. Do you like the part of Karate Kid when they're in the All Valley tournament?
That's the end with the kicking.
Yep. Sure is.
Okay. I understand how that sounds. You know what I mean? Like the crane kick and stuff.
The kicking.
Yeah. Yep, that's the part I'm talking about.
It's fine. It's the climax of the movie. It's the main point, right?
Is it your favorite part of the movie?
No, my favorite part of the movie is the wax on, wax off training montage.
You like a good wax on, wax off, huh? You like when Daniel saw wax on and wax off?
Yeah, when he tries to catch the fly with the chopsticks.
Okay, that's your favorite part. Got it. I was just saying, because, you know, Bloodsport really just boiled it down to just that tournament and showed it in a different movie.
Right.
With a way less charismatic star.
Yes, only higher stakes.
Yeah, I guess. Just, you know, death or whatever, but
it's
fine.
Potential death. It seems weird that it's like, we're going to play till either you die, you cry mercy and tap out,
right,
or you fall off this ledge into the sand.
Right. It seems easy to not die.
Right. So, yeah, it's like... It's like,
like there's lots of ways to not die in this tournament.
Right. Like you maybe shouldn't have even brought that one up.
Right.
It's like a cross between MMA and sumo.
My problem with this movie, I still liked it, but I kind of wanted Van Damme to not win. And that seems like not the point.
Right.
I think that if someone's going to flex their pectoral muscles enough in a movie, I'm going to root for them. And Bolo Young did that a lot. Who used to do that? Was it Bald Bull in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Bill? You ever play that game?
In Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yeah.
Was it Bald Bull that did it, or was it it was the Hollywood guy.
No, it was Super Macho Man.
Super Macho Man. Okay. Yeah. See, a lot of video games, they stole a lot of stuff from movies.
Yeah.
Weird.
All right. Well, do you have any final thoughts, Bill?
I didn't hate this style of movie. I like this kind of movie. I like fighting tournament
kind
style
of like
thing.
A B roll or a B movie style fighting tournament situation.
Yeah.
No, they don't. There's no fights in B movie. I don't know.
Yeah, when they go into the honeycomb.
Not the B movie. A B movie.
but this, I mean, this movie just, it's just bubblegum, I guess you call it, right? It's just like, let's just watch this movie and be entertained by what we see. But there's no story to it. There's no acting. There's no, I don't know. I don't know why anyone would ever watch this movie a second time. Because it seems to me like there's 35 to 55 of these movies out there and you should just watch the next one instead of watching this one again.
Right.
I think because this, yeah, right. No, you should go through. That's what I did. I watched them all. Because I think that this is, if you go back to 1988, this is 13-year-old porn, male porn.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Right. Like when it wasn't accessible on the internet,
when you say male porn,
I know. Right. I understand
you
what you're asking.
Four
me.
Males?
Or yes.
Four males, by males?
I just. FUBU. You know, it's both.
It's FUBU.
Because no one can, like, you know, this was cool, right? This was like, let's watch these guys kill each other. And it's fun to watch. And you're 13 and it's cool.
Right. Yeah. It's like
just like
it's like porn? A 13-year-old's fantasy.
Yeah.
That is non-sexual.
Right. Except for all the like weird. Didn't okay, you guys, sorry.
But when I was 13, I didn't pick up on any of that stuff. There's wait, a I bunch have to... of movies I watched when I was younger that like no. I tried to go back and watch, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this was way worse than I thought it was when I was a kid. Why did my dad show me this movie?
Right. No, this I have a question. It's been I've just let the cat out of the bag. It's been a while since I watched this movie since we talked about it. Mm. He does have sex, and isn't it weird?
It yeah, it's not a great.
His sex. Butt's out a lot. His butt's oh, out a ton. Right,
there's a lot
ton,
of
right?
man ass in this movie. Yes.
It's rated TVMA yeah.
for man ass.
But I feel like there was a lot of like. Doesn't he do some kind of a karate like? He's doing. Does he do the splits or something while he's having sex?
No, not. It's I not feel this like, movie. That's not okay. this movie.
I have. One more weird thing to talk about.
I'm sure you don't.
Do you ever have
more
like
than one.
Memories creep into your head that you know don't exist, but you're like, maybe it does? The whole chase scene
no.
of him running through the town and those guys are chasing him when he's trying to like, they're trying to bring him back to the army or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sometime in my life, someone recut that into a Mentos commercial.
Oh, that does and sound I familiar, thought that, actually. I think, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to show a pack of Mentos in the movie. Right. And I was like, nope, that doesn't happen. It's really weird.
Dead air. That's
there good. Was someone chasing someone in Mentos commercial one time.
Are you sure that, and I remember that was like the like Foo Fighters music video
no,
that was
no,
making
no, but
fun
the,
of the Mentos commercials?
No, they also did that. Okay. No, but there is
Euro
a Van Damme.
I think I remember what you're saying. He was wearing like a members only jacket. He was dressed exactly like Van Damme, but it was some random extra.
Yeah, maybe it was something like that. Because I kind of...
He had, like, high-end tight jeans and...
Yeah, but I do remember maybe there being a, like, a red telephone booth in it, too, which right. wouldn't be yeah, there, right. probably. But I remember that. So, anyway, that's just a weird thing that I remember. And well, if anyone wants to see that, it's not in the movie.
On that relevant note, let's get to the thermometer.
We should probably get to the thermometer. Believe it or not...
Okay.
We did predictions on this movie.
Not...
Oh.
We did.
We did?
I thought Bill right. was going to give it a 47, and Rick thought Bill was going to give it a 24.
Isn't this over 50 month or a year?
I don't remember. I think that this was something that Ryan picked, and I said we would just go for it.
So I went and researched this
we have some leeway.
You kept telling me that I picked this song,
okay.
or this movie, and you threw it out there, and I said, yes, let's do it. So it was kind of 50-50. You suggested it without confidence, okay. and I said, yes, I want to do that movie.
When?
Like
when did I suggest it?
6 months ago? I don't know. Something like that.
Before we started this project, though. Before the try to give him good movies.
Yes. Yes.
That's okay.
And then you right. tried to not do
anyway.
This movie because of that rule. Yeah.
Right. So, okay. Got it.
So, well, I guess we'll give this one an exemption.
No. It's okay, because I could have fought harder. And you know what? He might have liked it.
What?
You know? If he's cool, he liked it.
We were doing the Oscar ones. What's my criteria this season?
Rick says that...
He hasn't been that long.
But but I'm rating it... A 50 is what I've come to expect from you guys
correct.
On the
yeah.
podcast,
yeah.
right?
And then for... Okay. For 2024, Rick says that 60% of the movies he suggests are going to be above 50 degrees on the climometer. And Rick right. took the over, Bill took the under, and I took the under.
This one is better than I have come to expect from you guys. Like, this was enjoyable to watch. So I've got to give this one a 56.
56.
Yes.
All right.
I'll tell you, Bill, our listeners out there, they were expecting a pretty low number also. There was some excitement for this episode to see how much you were going to hate this movie.
I don't understand. I mean, the thing is, there isn't this movie doesn't take enough risks or do enough to cause you to like or dislike it, right? It's just, it is what it is.
I think that if this was the first movie we watched on the podcast, a la Pee Wee's Big Adventure, you wouldn't have liked it.
I don't think I would have hated it as much as Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Sure. Maybe over time.
I mean, Pee Wee's at an 8.5 right now, so.
Yeah.
This movie.
It's infinitely more than you gave it before.
This movie at 56 slots neatly in between Sideways at 55 and Seven at 57.
Hmm. I see what you did there.
Different criteria over the years.
Right.
But
sure.
Food for thought.
That works. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe we should talk to the listeners about our upcoming plans.
I think we should. Because, you know, as I was saying to Rick the other day, we may have to scrap the 50 rule. Or, you know, here's a good way to boost the 50 rule, maybe. maybe give the 50 rule a NOS boost.
Watch out, there might be danger to the manifold.
Well, the 50 rule can still hang on. The 50 rule can hang on after summer. We can go right back into it. I think for the summer we should shift gears.
Because see, the summer goes by fast, and that makes me furious.
Right.
We can live the summer a quarter mile at a time.
But only if I can overnight parts from Japan.
Of course, because
we're family.
We're gonna do all the Fast and Furious movies and all of the movies that the Fast and Furious movies present.
The Fast and the Furious cinematic universe.
Yes, that is going to be our summer.
And we think that listeners should watch along. That's why we want to let you know what we're going to do here. We will drop a couple albums here and there probably, but we're going to be doing all the Fast and Furious in order.
In order of release.
Yes. Yeah. I think they're all... chronologically...
Hobbs and Shaw
does Hobbs and Shaw go backward?
Tokyo Drift comes before Fast and Furious 2, Too Fast, Too Furious, right?
I think so.
Right,
yeah,
so that's
but
what I'm saying. We're,
it's its own. That's yeah.
So we're doing it.
Yeah, we're watching order of release.
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll put a list up on the show's page.
Okay.
We'll just
change the logo for the summer to be the list of the Fast and Furious movies we're watching.
Yeah, Ryan, I think you need to also create a spreadsheet of three new kilometers.
Okay.
And I think we all need to set our Fast and Furious rankings.
Okay.
As we progress through this.
I can do that.
Right.
What?
This is supposed to be the definitive Fast and Furious podcast.
Did we look to see if this exists already?
Oh, I'm sure it does. But...
We're going to do it different than other people.
Right. Better.
I'm not promising better. I'm just promising different.
Okay. I can build a spreadsheet. I can build a snowman. Rick, what do you want your... We've never really decided what your list is called.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I have the Wido-meter.
Whoa.
Oh.
I thought it was the Richter scale.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that?
Sure.
Okay. The Richter scale. Cool. Okay. We can do it. Fast and the Furious.
And we're going to have to. And we're going to. We'll talk about it next time. We should probably set them up as miles per hour.
Yep. No, horsepower.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. We'll speed into next week.
Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We are on Twitter at Miseducation of Bill. And please, please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcast. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com.
Yeah. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Family.